It's been a long time coming, but the Jason Kenney government might finally be seeing the first rays of a new dawn. The skies certainly couldn't have looked any darker than they did 3 months ago, not when that now infamous, best-ever summer, came to its merciful and inglorious end. Let's face it, when an Alberta premier is polling on a par with a federal politician named Trudeau, then that proverbial snowball, nervously eyeing the entrance to hell, seemed better placed to eventually re-emerge triumphant. Yes, there's undoubtedly a bit of a spring in Kenny's step these days, proving that old adage about a week being a long time in politics is magnified to the power of 12 when an entire season passes. There are three reasons for this uptick in his fortunes. Simply put, the premier rediscovered the healthy, wealthy, and wise approach to provincial politics. By doing so, he finally realized these seemingly endless silly sideshows, the conservative version of virtue signaling, had become unnecessary and unneeded distractions. Heaven help us. We've had calls to move knocked-over statues to the legislature grounds, a silly and ineffective war room wasting endless time and money, a tirade against some journalistic attack on pickup trucks, go-nowhere probes into suspected environmental influence peddling, a doomed-to-fail plebiscite on federal transfer payments, talk of a provincial police force, as well as an Alberta pension plan. The list was growing daily. Sure. Much of this stuff resonated with the UCP base, but there's a time to attack Ottawa, and that's not when your provincial economy is in the soup, you are borrowing so many billions it's hard to keep track, and, oh yes, there's the not inconsequential problem of managing a seemingly endless brutal health crisis, which is still causing Albertans to die in their dozens some weeks. People care about two things right now, their health and their wealth. The wisdom to understand this is what Kenny seems to have finally acquired, after more than two exhausting years swinging and missing at each and every pitch. First, there was the ludicrous decision to essentially declare an end to this pandemic and take the summer off. These days, there's a laser focus on COVID-19 and its endless permutations, under the control of a much less confrontational and dogmatic health minister. Understanding that nature doesn't really give a sweet tweet if some politician calls time on its deadly games is key to staying the course, with all the twists and turns ahead. Then, hallelujah, energy prices came roaring back, reminding us once again that being lucky is always preferable to being smart. Just how much we still rely on oil and gas to provide the bedrock of this province's finances was revealed in the astounding change of fortune in the recent budgetary update. Alberta going from an eye-popping projected annual deficit of more than $18 billion to one of less than $6 billion, primarily due to booming bitumen sales and higher pricing. Much of this turnaround had little to do with the provincial government, but, hey, politicians get blamed when energy prices go the other way, so it's fair for them to bask in today's trajectory. Still, there's a steep hill to climb if the Kenny lot is to overtake the current popularity of the NDP in Alberta. The internal strife now coalescing around former Wildrose boss, Brian Jean, and his bid to be re-elected and subsequently cause internal havoc in the UCP party is the most urgent. Because, as Toronto Maple Leaf fans will undoubtedly attest, new dawns aren't always the precursor to ultimate success.